have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Right on Elation Radio. We're excited to be with you on today. Listen, our producer, CEO, and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, is trying to get some started. We welcome you all for joining us on today. I'd like to send a shout out to you, the listeners, for all that the Lord has been doing in your life. Do you know what a privilege and an honor it is not only to wake up in the morning, but to know his name, to follow his precepts, to live for him is an honor, and we're excited to do so on today. We want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules, wherever you may be listening in from, to just commune. We say thank you to each and every one of you. We want to say thank you and welcome again to our producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Oh, we appreciate you so much, and our Elation Radio family, God bless you on today. To my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., God bless you for your time, your prayers, and support. But none of this would be possible without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Abba Father, who created us, made us, gave us life, and gives us peace. We thank him on today for this opportunity to be before you. God bless you all, and we honor you, Abba Father, and our elder brother, Jesus Christ. Well, listen, for those of you just listening in, perhaps it's your first podcast, let me share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Well, we're super excited about today's podcast and definitely want to make sure that we're geared and ready. We want to pray before we begin that we hear the voice of God concerning our exhortation today and our fellowship and our love one for another. Again, don't take it lightly when you have an opportunity to receive the Lord's word. I promise you, in the days ahead, you're going to thank him that you had such a privilege. So I want us to be mindful when we're teaching. Please silence all of your phones. Let's make sure that we have our whatever method you use to read the word, whether it's your phone, your tablet, your Bible. We just want you to be able to follow along. The day is out where we're just going to go ahead and get what we do and just do it. Come on. We've got to start reading the word and understanding it for ourselves. Let us pray. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity, this time to be in your presence. We ask that you lead, guide, and direct us. Give us wisdom through your word. Speak to us individually and corporately. Show us your will concerning our lives, our families, our friends, and all that are connected to us. We glorify you. We thank you for being a good God. We thank you for caring about us and that you will get the glory out of all things done. Would you provide where provision is needed, heal where healing is needed? Most of all, will you save and deliver We ask, oh God, for those that are praying for loved ones, family, friends, whoever they may be. We agree today that they will be saved. We ask, oh God, that if you use us in this process, we won't take it for granted, oh God. If you choose to send other Christian laborers across our loved ones, family, friends, enemies, whoever it is that we're praying for salvation, that God, it will be so. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiving. We lift your name on high and thank you in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you bless Elation Radio, our very own CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation Radio family, and all that are listening in, whether live or replay. Have your divine will and way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I said, we're going to be studying. We start with an exhortation because we believe and know we need strategies in this hour. We need to know what to do and how to do it. And as I was studying today, I posted it on Facebook because I want people, and we all have a right to read and to come into his presence. So we'll be studying Psalm 92 today. We're going to go through it very quickly. We're asking that you pray as we go through, and we're listening for what the Lord is saying. Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. In other words, we are to give him glory. We are to praise him. Whether you play an instrument, use your voice, and that doesn't always indicate singing, but whatever way you are to worship him and glorify him, it is due unto his name. And when we take this as a beginning way to enter in, we find the presence of God. Every podcast begins with an opening song. That song applies to warfare in the atmosphere. It applies to things that will not be seen, but spiritually that are operating. And each song is designated and purposed for the podcast. So those are the ways that we find in the Bible that before wars, they would send the musicians out, and the musicians would play unto the Lord. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. Let me read that again. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. We know he is an all-seeing, all-knowing, ever-present God. To know that we will triumph with the works of his hands means everything that we are connected to, every project, every ministry, everything he's assigning, the word of God says we will triumph. We also honor him by telling him how great he is. He's Abba Father, a majestic king, Lord of lords. He is everything we need and more. It talks about his works, but his thoughts are very deep. And if you don't believe me, as you search through this word, as you pray, you find who he is. His character is embedded in his word. Why is that important? Because we are living in a time where people choose to listen to services, but they don't read their word. They're listening to leaders and those that are speaking, but they're not following along. Why? Because it is more convenient to hear. But the Bible says that as we believe in him and accept him as Lord of our lives, that we are to study to show ourselves approved. Why? Because the hour is coming where things will look like it's God, but it's not. It will sound like it's God, but it isn't. And you won't know unless you are intimate with him. What does it mean to be intimate? That is your prayer life. That is your understanding that when you're reading your word, you're not just reading through it, but you're applying it to your life so that you can grow thereby. So therefore, when you go and you say to the man or woman of God, I'm giving my life to the Lord, you are committing to saying, I will serve you, Abba Father. I will serve and know what you desire of me by applying this gospel to my life, by applying this word where it belongs to be an effective witness for you. What does that mean? He tells us in Romans 10, 9 and 10, we all read it, we hear it, where it tells us that we are to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that we shall be saved. But that is not all to the equation. That is the beginning of your salvation. How would you feel if you came into relationship with someone and they only spoke to you on a holiday, or if they only wanted to connect with you when they needed something? But if there was something else going on, they only talked to you then. Here is what God is creating for us to understand, that from the beginning of time, we were to worship him and love on him and give him his just due and the times that we come before his presence. 5, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. They have no clue that this is what is to be taking place in the kingdom work, in the kingdom life, because they are conditioned to religion over relationship. It is not enough to just go to church and that our life in him is to serve, is to pray, is to read, it is to study, it is to become one with the kingdom, that we understand his ways so we are not tricked in the time coming for the Antichrist. So it is essential to learn the word of God, to read the word of God. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is they that shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exhort like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I'm not going to be the same. I'm not going to operate the same as others. You're not going to operate the same as others. We will be known for our love. Our works will be of good works. We desire to serve mankind. We desire, no matter what is going on in our lives, to not leave him out. We desire that he is first in all things. I want to encourage you today, if you're stepping out in faith, to do something for the Lord or something he's granted in a business, in a ministry, whatever he's calling you to do. Do not be weary in doing good. Call on the name of the Lord. First steps are always seek him first. Then our plans that we have, because we belong to him, he's the head of the kingdom, that we subjected to him, and then with his approval, these things come to pass, not just from our knowledge. We can have all the knowledge we want, but it takes the favor of God to connect people, connect things for them to happen. Listen, some of the most beautiful trials you have been through in your life, when it looked as hopeless as can be, I promise you, because you belong to him, a covenant was in place and he protected you and he allowed you to be blessed in spite of it all. Can I say this? Some of us that are listening, even right now, have been blessed by God to have our lives. Because when the enemy thought he would take us out, the hand of God intervened and said no. Therefore, we don't take for granted that we just wake up. We don't take for granted that we can just do whatever our mind and our skills will allow us. We are thankful for life. We are thankful for challenges. We are thankful that we are led and governed by this word to help us through difficult times. Wow. 11, mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. Listen, you don't have to fight a battle that was not designed for you to fight. Our angels are on assignment, and when we dispatch them, they handle everything concerning us. On today, I had some things to take care of. I prayed about it, sought God, waited. Oh, my goodness. Here's the word most people don't like. I waited on him to answer me. And just as sure as I had prayed about it, he answered me. Things turned around. Things look different in situations I have been praying about today. And that is because it is not my doing, it is his doing. I don't want us to get caught up on, I know we live in a world where we shine and we're doing all these things, but nothing matters if he's not the head of it. Take, for instance, if you have children. Would you like if your children were not to acknowledge you, connect with you, they went on and lived their lives, and they don't acknowledge you even exist? It would be heartbreaking. It would be devastating. So it is with our relationships with you, Lord. It's so devastating that he said when he appears and he's coming back, this is not a fable. This is not a story. He actually is coming back. And when he returns, the Bible says that he will say in that hour, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I knew you not. What does that mean? These are relationships that were taken for granted for his timing, his life, and the time that the word has been given for us to learn and to live. Here's the good news. It's called grace and mercy. When we hear better, when we know better, we do better. So it is our responsibility to make sure that we as believers and those that are making a decision to come into the kingdom understand it goes beyond just giving the man or woman of God your hand. It is also giving your heart, giving your service, staying humble and fulfilling his will for your life. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So know that your work on the earth, it doesn't end there. Your work will continue on, and the Bible says that we will flourish in the courts of our God, meaning that we will be able to worship him and praise him the more. Whatever you are called to do, whatever you are doing, whatever you are believing for, my prayer for you is that you don't keep God out of it. our Abba Father, who created you for such a time as this, that you will listen to him, pray, seek his guidance, connect with other believers in completing your task. Know that you have to trust in this hour. We are going to see some things we've never seen before because the Bible told us it was coming. So I want you to be prepared and to hear and to read for yourself so that you're not left out, so that you don't not know what's coming. All the things that we've seen, from the pandemic to the tornadoes to the earthquakes, all of these are indicators his time is now. It's coming. It's close. And I know we've heard our great-grandparents and grandparents say, but believe me, he says, even a child shall lead them. 14, they shall still bring forth in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So here we have, in Psalm 92, the word of God that is presented to us to hear, to understand, to partake. He said, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. This is why when we had grandparents that we knew had a godly life, and some died at beautiful longevity ages of 80 plus, believe me, their life meant something. And because of their lifestyles and their training for their family, here are some of us today. But can I say this? If you weren't raised in a family where the word went forth, and you're just coming to know the Lord, or you've heard of him and want to know more, you still have time. So thank him that he loved you enough to prepare you for his coming, no matter what it feels like or looks like. You're not beyond his arm of love, saving, and grace. Isn't it good news that we don't have to worry about those type of things because of our faith in him? It's important and essential that our covenant and our word be our bond in this hour, our integrity, that it will shine, that others will understand the heart of love that he had when he was in the earth, so that we can live fulfilled lives with him. And when danger and trouble is near, he will get all of the glory, and he will make a way out of no way. All right? So I want to thank you for listening to today's exhortation. We have guests that were scheduled to be in the studio on today, and I want to begin with our sister. All right? Her name is Pastor Kenyetta Hackett. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I am so grateful you are here with me today. Hallelujah. We're excited to have you on. She is the pastor and leader of Divine Leaders of Christ Ministries. She will be expressing to us today the heart's cry that the Lord has put on her heart in the city of Chicago, Illinois. I like to introduce to some and present to others, none other than our sister in the Lord. I want to say doctor, but it's Pastor Kenyetta Hackett. God bless you.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Michelle. Sister Michelle, thank you so much. I am excited to be on your show. First and foremost, I want to give God all the glory. I want to give him the thanks for allowing us to take this time to meet. Yeah. What I'm meaning by meet is to be on this podcast.
Absolutely.
I just thank him for everything that he's doing, not only in my life, but in the lives of other people too. So I'm very grateful, and I thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Well, okay. You know, we believe in you, and we know that God is doing a great and a mighty work in that area. And, you know, we've all grown so much. Definitely, the hand of God has been on our lives. And from the day we met into all of the various things that God and I are pastoring, you're pastoring, we have grown so much, sis. So talk to us about your upcoming 2023 revival in the city of Illinois. Please share with the listening audience.
Hello, everybody. I am Pastor Kenyetta Hackett Hawkins, and I want to talk about Revival 2023. This revival was ordained, and it was assigned by God. That means I didn't say, hey, I'm going to do a revival, because we just wanted to do a revival. But God spoke to me, and he says, I need you to do a revival. And I said, okay, God, you know, so I'm thinking, you know, I could get somebody's church, borrow a church. I don't have a building right now, but I still do things to glorify God. I still witness to people. I still pray for people. And, you know, he says, no, you know, I want you to do this at the convention center. And I say, whoa, the convention center, if anybody ever been to Chicago and ever been to the Tinley Park Convention Center, you know that's a center. And all I see is expensive on there. And I say, well, Lord, I don't have the money for that. But I know God is a provider. So, you know, God told me, he says, get seating for 700 people. It's going to happen at the convention center. And don't you worry about anything. So with that, I want to say, I am inviting anybody that wants to come on September the 30th, 2023. That's a Saturday, from 5 to 9. Seating will take place at 4 p.m. To the convention. And guess what the good part is? The tickets are free. You don't have to get in. The tickets are free. You do not have to pay to get in. All that has been already handled. All I need you is to show up. Show up. When I tell you this revival is, this is not, you know, some churches have revivals because, you know, the congregation or some leaders got together and they said, hey, let's do a revival. The difference with this revival is it was ordained by God. It was told to me, do this by God. And when God tells you to do something, you better believe he's going to be in the midst of it. Deliverance will take place. Families will be reunited. People will be healed from sickness. When I tell you, God is so awesome. He is so awesome. God will definitely be in the place on September the 30th. Divine Leaders of Christ Ministry will be having a revival. Again, I want to repeat, the tickets are free, so you ain't got to be digging in no purses and trying to figure out where you're going to get no money from. If you ain't in the Chicago area, you might have to get a little gas money to get here, but the tickets are free. The event starts. It starts at 5. But seating will take place at 4 o'clock. The event will start promptly at 5, from 5 to 9 p.m. Now, if you will go on eventbrite.com, put in your search, Divine Leaders of Christ is going to pop up. You'll see, like, fire, and it's going to say revival. That's out. That's our website. You go in and you click your tickets. Now, I have 4 tickets per person, but if you are a church, a shelter, any kind of organization, or you may just be some friends that gathers the most friends, or family who got some family together and y'all want to come together, inbox me at divineleadersofchrist.com. Put in your name, put in your phone number, and how many tickets that you will need. I will send you a code. You put that code in there, and you can get that amount of tickets that you need. So let me give you a phone number to reach me. If you have problems doing that, getting online, or you just don't have, you know, the expertise to get online, or you're not a computer person, you can reach me at area code 219-670-2393. I'm going to repeat it, 219-670-2393, if you need help getting your tickets. Again, you can go divineleadersofchrist.org, put the number of tickets, who you are, and your phone number. You'll receive a response within 24 hours. Again, you know, we're going to have a good time in the Lord. When I tell you, when I say the kingdom of God is near, it is near. You know, God is doing his revival because God spoke to me and he said, you know, my people, they're not believing in me. They're believing in other gods. Mm-hmm. They just being swayed this way and that way. Wherever the wind blow, that's the way they're going. And God said, I got to prove to them. I have to show them that I am real. And, you know, I said, God, I said, you know, you don't have to prove anything. And God said, yeah, I got to prove. I got to show them that I'm real. Because some people, and especially in this time, they got this show me mentality. I'm not going to believe it unless I see it. And God says on this night, September the 30th, he's going to show some people that he is real.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I believe you, my
be
sister,
there.
And I tell you, it's important to be there. You have some guests that are listed. Sophia Ragland, who is going to be an intercessor, pastor, prophet, Donnie Ratliff, and also Sharonda Jackson, which is also an intercessor with yourself and your team. And I want people to understand this is a crucial and vital time. We have to do more than talk about our faith. We have to live our faith and encourage others to live their faith too. I want to say something to you, my sister. I want you to be encouraged and know the buildings don't dictate the work. When Jesus walked
on
earth, he came only to the synagogue to teach, but his work was amongst the people. And I thank God that in due season, when he said so, that building will appear. But until that time, as you have been doing, remain faithful unto him, because what and who you can reach has been ordained by God. It's called the assignment. And there is an assignment. And every believer needs to understand this. God has granted us the blessings, but you must have fruit to be in his presence. And I do want to encourage you, although my sister, who is like her sister, is very humble, I do believe that we are to sow into the work of the kingdom. This is kingdom work. Yes. So although the tickets are free, please, if you attend, be prepared to honor the Lord with a gift. I think we get it wrong when we go somewhere, we think it's the people and the place. No, it is honoring God with our seeds. And those seeds are what are planted to bring forth fruit for us to do the will and the work of God. Not just to get money, not just to do things, but there is a purpose for everything the Bible teaches us in Ecclesiastes 3 under the sun. So I'm excited for the work that you are doing in the city of Chicago. There are many ministries and he's doing many works. But if you are familiar with your family, maybe in Chicago, or you may know someone in Chicago, or you in St. Louis or wherever you are may want to attend this revival, please reach out. Give them your number again. Please let them know
We honor you, your husband, and family. Please give your number one more time for them to contact you regarding your revival.
Okay, the number is 219-670-2393. Again, 219-670-2393.
I thank you so much for being on the Just For You podcast list, and we are praying for you. We are believing God for all that he's doing in your life and the ministry there, that it will be a blessing to all that will attend, because you are 100% right. We need the Lord now. We can't afford to wait. And many people are thinking, oh, I've got time. They've been preaching that.
Yes.
They've been saying that. Or what's worse is, that's just another ministry. They're trying to get money, or they're trying to listen. When you hear yourself saying that, let me encourage you and remind you, you want to be close to the Lord, because there is going to be a denial when he returns. For those who may have gone to church every Sunday, but they never prayed, they never read the word, they didn't know him. And so it's high time to get to know him. We thank you for being with us on today. May God bless
you
and your family. And we'll look forward to talking back with you soon. Just know we love you and appreciate you. All right?
All right. Love you too. And thank you so much.
God bless you. If you're going to remain on the line, you can mute your phone. That'll be no problem. We'd love to have you on. If you have to go, we understand. All right? I want to share with you another event. All righty. God bless. I want to share with you another event that was scheduled to be with us on today, and that is Mr. Alan Mueller from Proud People Reaching Out for Unity and Diversity. He inboxed me and let me know they had a very serious something he had to be called away for, and he will not be able to be on, but I graciously told him I would be more than happy to share the event regarding the Evening in the Garden. The Evening in the Garden is an event that takes place yearly with Proud. Its purpose is to bring the community together and also to share about beautiful ways, courageous ways we can come together amongst our differences, okay? So we know that there are a lot of things that are taking place in this world. We know Ferguson is primarily known now because of all that took place in the life of Michael Brown Jr. However, people have been and are trying to come together and rectify a lot of things, but more so importantly, that community was there way before then. I remember when my husband and I served there and with Proud, and this was a time when they were trying to get, first of all, not only races, but churches, education, medical, all these things were on the table. There was a great big divide, and so many members were there at that time. There was Mr. Chuck Henson. There was Dr. Dwayne T. James, who was known now amongst the community in the work that he's continuously done. Chuck is continuously working in diversity. And Mr. Alan Mueller and the entire team of Proud is consistently working to continually bring together those focal points that others will know the importance of living in a sustained society and doing our part. So Proud was responsible for putting together something called Courageous Conversations, where they would get together and we would talk about all the various components in community, not just the city, but primarily at that time that was going on in the Ferguson area before it became nationally and internationally known. So there were a lot of things that needed to be addressed in education, in government, in all of the things. And how beautiful it is to know in the city of St. Louis and in the city of Ferguson are two African-American mayors that are dealing with the things that Honors Proud, that Proud is doing as well,
and being supportive in the community. It takes leaders that are willing to step up and say what is not always popular but needed. And we honor Mr. Alan Mueller under his leadership for the proud organization that he is able with the teams and the members of PROUD, the businesses that are connected with PROUD, to present an evening in the garden. This will be on Saturday, the 30th of September, from 5 to 8 p.m. in the historic 417 Adams Street in Ferguson, Missouri. This is a night for like-minded community partners to come together. Tickets are limited. So we're asking if you are going to attend this evening in the garden that you do go to the website, which is www.proud-ferguson.org. You can also look them up on Google. You Google PROUD in Ferguson, it'll pull up the website and get your ticket. Once they have filled the capacity for this event, it will no longer be available. So we're asking everyone that is interested to please go to the website. And once you go through and to the website, you will get the pricing information. Your meal is included. It includes your meal, any programming that night, and a great time for being together as one, as a community. So we highly, highly recommend you looking at the website and going to get more information about Evening in the Garden. And you will love it. So thank you for that. We will definitely make sure that you continue to hear. Again, please go to that website. It's www.andthatis.org, okay? So contact them, get your ticket. Once they're gone, they're gone. So there will be no more tickets available, no more entry for this particular event, all right? I want to say to each and every one of you, it is such an important thing to remember, you matter. Your life matters. What you're doing matters. Even if you don't quite know what you're doing, it matters in life when you want to do well. And I don't want you to feel by yourself. America, across the world, everybody is trying to stay in a peaceful state of mind. So many things are going on between our pandemics and viruses and tornadoes and earthquakes and various things. It is essential to stay centered for your mind. It has to be that we hear, understand, and appreciate what it means to have a sound mind, as the Bible says. Our trouble is all around us, but if we could just keep in mind there are resources available that will assist us in our time of need, and I want to share one with you now. I want to share that there is a behavioral health-friendly organization that teaches us how to maintain and these things in your local congregations and various organizations entitled Bridges. They are preparing for their Cluster 10, and they have more and more information that will be available. They have a session coming up on Thursday, September 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. or on Thursday, October 5th. You can reach them by contacting T. Wright, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, at B, as in boy, H as in Harry, N as in Nancy, STL.org. And they will provide you with more information on how you can get your congregation, local organization involved with trainings. These are virtual trainings, so you don't have to worry about going anywhere or doing anything. It is so that you can have the information that's needed to be able to prepare for this society and all of the things that we have going on. I want to say to you, if this is your birthday month, the month of September, which is quickly, can I say quickly, coming to an end, we celebrate you. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you've had a baby. Maybe birthed a business, started a book. Maybe you're just happy being you and have accomplished a lot of your personal goals. We want you to know here at Just For You Podcast and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. We recognize also on the other end of the spectrum, there are times when things occur that we just don't have control over, and we all need prayer. Whether we want to say it or not, we do. And I want to encourage you to not be in a position where help is nigh and it's available to you and you don't get a chance to reach out for it. In the St. Louis area, we have United Way. We dial 211. The good news is United Way is a national organization. So if you are not in the city of St. Louis or in St. Louis, we want to encourage you to look up your city for more information. We dial 211. You're connected to an intake specialist. That intake specialist helps you and directs you to the area that you talked about for need. And then they will further direct you. We also have Urban League St. Louis. Urban League St. Louis is preparing for an honorable service for women to salute them in excellence of their areas. This information is posted on their website. It is ulstl.com. When you pull up the Urban League St. Louis, you'll find they have programs, they have information that will be able to assist you for what you're looking for. It is an excellent organization with over 60 programs to meet your needs. That, too, is a national organization. And we're super excited of the work that they're doing, especially the honorings that they have for women in our city. We see there are many, many awards, services, and things of that nature, different programming that are taking place, but we thank them for the work that they're doing in our city. KMOV announced our new station here in St. Louis that our other partner, St. Louis County Library, will be giving away 1,000 Chromebooks. That's 1,000 Chromebooks to those that don't have internet to better connect them with technology. We want you to know if you're in the St. Louis area, please contact slcl.org for more information. They must be accepted from Tuesday, September 19th through October 1st. That will be the final day to apply for these Chromebooks. The important thing about this that I want you to understand, please consider not just wanting to get the Chromebook, but to understand it is to enlarge territory for those who don't have internet service. For more information regarding that, please contact. I want you to know St. Louis County Library also offers diapers for toddlers and for children and babies. They also have senior services. If seniors are not able to get out, they can assist them with their library needs. And also feminine products for those that need that for the monthly cycle. We are extremely proud of all the work that the St. Louis County Library has done throughout the years. They have phenomenal programs, various things that are available. Don't go to sleep on your local library. Listen, there are so many opportunities to learn, and it goes beyond the books and videos. It's all about community serving. So let's keep that in mind. I want to remind you, don't forget about your neighbors that are elderly, neighbors, period. Pay attention to what's around you. If you see a car hasn't moved, if you see that there might seem to be maybe some unbalancing in a senior, or you notice something that's out of place, please pray and watch over your neighbors. Too often we go in, throw our hand up, how you doing, and we don't personally know them. But it is essential. When we came up in my neighborhood, everybody watched for everyone. They watch if you're doing well, if somebody wasn't well. Let me tell you, if you hit the corner and you were playing with the friends, they would be, okay, let's play. But did you know children hear things too? Let me tell you. Miss So-and-so went to the hospital, really? And you may not have known what was going on with Miss So-and-so, but you knew to be respectful. And when you went to their house, some of us made an extra effort to go to the house. And if someone answered the door, just to tell them we were thinking about them. I would love to see our communities come back to that, to not be so busy where we can't get involved. I recognize it is dangerous, but we are praying people, and we have to, if you can't talk with them, at least we can watch. Watch for our babies going to the buses and coming home, because so much occurs between the time they get off the bus, walk down the streets to their home. We can do more. So wherever the Lord can use you, guess what? That can be your community service. And you don't have to ask anybody's permission to look out your window to make sure everybody's good. So let's keep that in mind. Let's pray for our neighbors and our local pastors in churches. I also want to let you know, in regards to not only the St. Louis County Library, but on September 30th, another day of great things going on in the St. Louis area, Operation STL presents Wake Up St. Louis. It is an event that will be held at O'Fallon Park on September 30th from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. This event is designed to share the love of God, as well as it has giveaways, free barbecue. It's a family-oriented, individual-oriented event. We're not leaving out anybody. They want everyone to attend that can. It is normally over 500 people that attend on this day, and they have lots of things going on for the youth as well. So we encourage you to add it to your calendar. That is Operation STL, Wake Up St. Louis, Wake Up STL, and there will be a special guest performance by artist ASAP Preach. You will hear more about what's coming up for Wake Up STL on next week, Lord willing, with the president, Eric Ross. There are so many things going on, but we want you to know, if you have a community announcement, you can get it to me. I will accept them up until 3 p.m. on the day of the podcast so that we can share with the community what you're doing and how you're affecting your community. We love sharing good news. I want to share about Elation Radio. On the fourth Friday of every month, you can hear from the women of Elation, From Ashes to Beauty, at 9 p.m. That will be on Clubhouse, and that's Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love to come and to share, and all of us will be available to just inspire, to encourage you through the Word of God and through our life experiences that will help you grow as well. So please join us. Join our Facebook group. It's called From Ashes to Beauty. We'd love to have you and see you online with Clubhouse at 9 p.m. And that's Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for From Ashes to Beauty. Thank you so much. And listen, we also will have on Mondays Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright. We'll be there teaching. We'd love to see you online with Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We desire your prayers. God is doing a great work, and we love him for it. On Wednesdays, meet us back here on Elation Radio. We'll be glad to share the word of God and with a guest that will be a blessing to your life. Please join us again at 5:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time on Wednesdays, every Wednesday, Lord willing, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That closes out our announcements for today. We thank you for joining us. If this was your first time, you're welcome to contact us. And did you know there's more than this podcast on Elation Radio? You can find more information about Elation Radio on most of your digital platforms. Click on Elation Radio, look for Just For You, and then you'll see there are other podcasts that are available to listen to. It's 24/7 Elation Radio is able to be heard. So we're thankful for that. To contact me personally, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, you can reach me at you can reach me on Facebook. That is on Facebook under the name of Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can reach me there. Inbox me your prayer request. Let us know how you enjoyed the podcast. If you want us to read your announcement, send it there. We'll be glad to receive it. You can also email me at leadingwright, LeadingWright at gmail.com, and we'll be happy to accept your announcements, prayer requests, your comments, whatever you'd like to do, because we love serving in the community. Well, we've come to the close of another podcast. We want to thank you again for joining us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio. Will you remember to keep us prayed up? We're praying for you, and we're consistently believing God that he's up to something good concerning you. God bless you until next time. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, and we love you. Hallelujah.
Has anyone ever told you that you were a woman? Have they told you how valuable you really are?
He gave you the moon, the stars, the sun. He gave you everything. He gave you the pearls, the fur, the diamond, and the ring. He told you that you were his queen and that you two would never part.
How many other women has he said that to?
And then he broke your heart.
And then he broke Girl, your I can't heart. Let you stay in this place.
But that was so long ago.
Can I tell you you're blessed?
You have to remind yourself.
Come on, say it with me. I'm more than a conqueror.
You're more than a conqueror, girl.
extraordinary in
you're
all
so
your ways.
Much more.
Let your light shine.
Girl,
you're
so
hey.